shortly after Fed Chairman Bernanke testified this morning, I went with NPR economics correspondent Adam Davidson to a place where they spend all day watching to see who's borrowing and who's lending and who can match a borrower with a lender. It's the trading room at Tradition Asial Securities in New York City's Financial District. And Adam introduced me to two of the people who work here, two vice presidents who've seen and survived past financial crises, Will Aston Reese and Tom Corona.
We are looking right now at the front lines of the credit crisis. This is it. These are the guys who are seeing moment by moment what this financial crisis is, what is happening. These are the guys who are actually supposed to be, and normally are, facilitating trades between banks. When one bank wants to borrow $1 billion, $500 million from another bank, these are the guys who do it. Until a month ago, everything was working fine. Now, nothing is trading.
Yeah, and we're looking now at perhaps 250 people at computer screens who are watching, trying to follow different phases of the markets. Tom Corona, this compared to a typical day last year?
Very, very quiet. The normal flows on a day for us, in just in institutional money markets, a slow day, we would transact $3 to $4 billion in fixed fixed date securities. Today, for example, we've transacted, I think, a total of $300 million, and that's extremely busy compared to the way it's been in the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, Will Aston Reese, about 10 days ago, you described being at work here as watching paint dry. Looks a little bit more active than that right now.
Yeah, it is, but it's almost as if the investing is forced. What we're seeing is the anticipation of the capital infusion to certain banks, and they in turn going out and putting it to work in the term market. The people we're not seeing are the people who continually have a turnover of money, that being the money market funds. We've yet to see them return to this market. Their big problem is, if you're a money manager and you're looking at these yields are just totally out of sight. They're salivating. They wish they could invest. The problem with the money funds, though, is that while they can buy it, their fear is that they can't turn around and sell it if another crisis hits.
Hey, Adam's going to welcome you around your trading room here. Let's see if what he says is right.
So this right here, this is the financial crisis.
This whiteboard with magic marker all over it.
This right here, we won't mention any names, but every five-letter code you see is another bank that wants to borrow money for 3 months. Mm-hmm. Normally, this would be the simplest thing in the world. They would call Tom or Will and get the trade in seconds. Now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 100?
I mean, how many? They don't want money.
All of these banks want money. And how many are giving them money?
Today we had the opportunity to have two actual different money center banks, one a domestic bank and one an international bank, lend money. I think we did a total of about $300 million total, which is busy as of late, but I mean, minuscule.
This is how much money is moving between banks, how much money some banks are lending to other banks. And the answer
this
is how
not
much.
I mean, this probably represents over $1 trillion in need.
Absolutely.
A lot of the real lenders just have handcuffs on right now, and they will not lend to the banks simply because they're unsure that if there's another run, another crash, another credit crisis, that they can't raise the money if they had to.
So, Will, how much does a day of work take out of you here, physically?
It starts more emotionally, mentally, because I've, believe it or not, my senses are much more heightened now because I'm glued to those screens looking for any blip that might show what Adam always asks me, a crack in the ice, to show that we're going to get moving again.
You're a triathlete.
Yes, sir.
Compare doing a triathlon with doing a week here in the trading room nowadays.
Well, they both have their toll. Look at it this way. I've never gone home and stretched anything other than out on the couch from a day's work here.
So physically you're holding up? Okay.
Yeah, physically I'm fine.
Tom Corona, how do you put up with it? What do you do?
I started out at Drexel Burnham, which is no longer in business, on the trading floor, and I was there for the 87 crash as a young kid. And, I thought I'd never see anything like that again. And that really pales in comparison to what's happened over the last 6 months. So, if you told people a year ago that we were not going to have, as independent firms anymore, Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the list goes on and on, Wachovia Bank, nobody would ever believe that. It was just too many and too big.
I might also add that if you're resourceful, you can put you know, what you know together and survive.
Well, Will Ashton Reese and Tom Corona, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Thank you very much
and
for
Adam,
coming.
Adam, thanks for introducing me to your friends.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. I'm really glad to bring you here.
That's NPR's Adam Davidson. We also heard from Will Ashton Reese and Tom Corona of Tradition Asial Securities in New York City.